Oh, Lord, that's a big old house. Big old high.
Can you draw it?
No. I can't draw that, and it had about 8 or 9 or 10 rooms.
What were the rooms? Just name them, some of them.
Well, they was, you see, they had to be a lot of bedrooms for 5, 10 of us children.
So.
Yeah, they was, and the big old living room was had two beds in it, all but one, and the one that we just fixed for us girls to have company in that didn't have none in it. And then there was about six bedrooms.
Six bedrooms.
And a porch going all around. Ain't you seen these big old houses with a porch around them?
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah, it was a big old house.
Well, you had 5 brothers. Right?
Yeah, I had 5 brothers.
And how many bedrooms did they sleep in?
Well, they had to have about 2 bedrooms for the boys to sleep, 2 together, you see.
Okay.
And there was 5 of us girls.
And so how many bedrooms?
We had to have about 2 to sleep in.
And so how did you tell the difference in what the
We was taught to put our stuff where we'd know where it was at and go get it.
How did you tell the difference in your bedroom and one of your brother's bedrooms?
Well, they was just it was back then painted and ceiling, a ceiling house, and you just knowed which room they was given.
Right.
But now, you know, children don't know nowadays which room's given to them and which ain't. They're all over the place.
Well, did you call them the boys' bedroom?
Yeah, we called them, daddy would say, now y'all clean up the boys' bedroom. And we knew what to do. Now, that's the way he talked to
and
us.
What about your bedrooms?
We knew to get that, too.
Did you call them?
Every one of us girls knowed that we'd say, well, all right, we got to go to our rooms and clean up.
So did you call them by your name or by the girls?
No, we just called them the girls' rooms, and we went on.
But what about your parents?
Well, they had a room next to the kitchen. The kitchen was awful long, and they slept in one next to the kitchen.
And what'd you call it?
Mother's and Daddy's room.
And your porch, you said you went all the way around the house?
Yeah, it had a hall in it. Went on through it and a porch right on down that long kitchen. You know, back then they built long kitchens back there. Big old dining rooms and a big old kitchen, which he had old stoves. It was wood stove.
That is.
Big old wood stoves.
Well, how did you tell the difference in the front, the porch that's next to the living room and the porch at the other end?
Well, you could tell because it was on the front side of the house.
Well, did you call it something?
We called it the front porch.
And what about the other one?
We called it the back porch. Okay. That was because, you see, we had it all shut off from everything else.
That's interesting. Did you have any other porches?
The yard, the place set in a big old, this here house ain't nothing to the side of it. And we had big old yards to sweep and rake and trees all around it.
What did you use to sweep the yard?
Oh, gallberry bushes.
Gallberry bushes. How'd you do them?
We'd go and cut us a room and sweep yards with them. Ain't you seen some of them before you living?
I've never seen one of those. And what do they look like?
They're just a bush grows up with old black berries on it.
About 5 feet high.
Yeah, and we'd go, some of them be long. We'd go and cut us a bunch of them and have brooms. We'd all have brooms.
Did you just use one bush? Or did you?
No, we tie up 4 or 5 and have a good broom.
And how long would that last?
That would last about 3 or 4 weeks where we was sweeping. We'd sweep twice a week. And so we'd go off, and a bunch of us would go off to the woods and cut us some.